Joining me live in studio this morning is Jeremiah Jensen with Convention of States. Jeremiah, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Duke. How are you this morning?
Hey, I'm doing all right. Appreciate you swinging by. And for those that listen on a regular basis, this is not the sports Jeremiah Jensen that we have on from KSL. This Jeremiah lives right here in Lincoln County. So happy to have you in, Jeremiah.
Oh, thank you.
Well, you're with the Convention of States and a resolution in the Wyoming legislature right now about this. So first off, let's just get an overview on Convention of States. Tell us what it is and how long you've been involved, kind of what your role is.
The Convention of States is actually Article 5 of the Constitution. Basically how it works is states get together and start a convention, and it takes a majority of the states to start one. It takes 34 and then 38 to ratify anything. Now, however, 13 can say we don't like this and cancel it. So there's a lot of checks and balances that are involved in the Convention of States. I've been involved with Convention of States for roughly about a year now. Really been following it for quite a few years, probably about 2014-15 when Mark Meckler actually really started the movement. But Convention of States is something that it gives us an out for when our government, especially at a D.C. level, is really overreaching. There's been a lot of myths about the Convention of States, some that started back as early as the 50s. Basically, that they try to say that the Constitution was stolen from the Confederation, the Articles of Confederation. That isn't true. It's kind of a ludicrous statement, in my opinion, because many of the people that were involved in writing the Constitution and adding things in there were the same people that were involved with the Articles of Confederation. So basically, to put it in perspective, James Madison wrote the document that became our Constitution. Benjamin Franklin was all for the Constitution. In fact, Ben Franklin, in September 1787, he urged fellow delegates to support the Constitution. Now, when you look at Ben Franklin, he actually was the original writer of the Articles of Confederation. So for him to go and support the Constitution later on, that he wrote parts of it. Of course, they all had a hand in there, but Ben Franklin was the original writer of Articles of Confederation. So that shows you that because there's a constitutional convention is what they had. And so some people still think that what we're looking for is a constitutional convention now and rewrite the whole thing. You can't do that. There's many checks and balances in a Convention of States. It's three subject matter, which we're looking to impose physical restraints on the federal government, limit the power and jurisdiction of federal government, and term limits. Those are our three subject matter, which are three amendments we look to add to the Constitution as it is today. You can't rewrite the whole Constitution.
Okay.
And no state... Every state out of the 34 that maybe started and the 38 to ratify, they all have to have them same three subjects or it don't work.
So if I'm understanding correctly, then Convention of States was made possible through the Constitution. But my understanding, about a year or two ago, an actual group that goes by Convention of States was started trying to create this movement. Is that correct?
Yes. In 2013, Mark Meckler actually kind of started the movement.
Okay, so it was more than a couple years ago.
Yes, and he actually was one that started the Tea Party thing. You know, he was a big member of that before that and ended up getting a lot of Republicans elected that ended up turning into, for lack of a better term, rhinos. And he said, okay, this Tea Party thing, we got a lot of these in there and they didn't do what they said they was going to do for us. And then he says, okay, we need a way to get D.C. under control. And he researched through the Constitution, well, Convention of States is the way. A lot of people say like nullification, but I mean, if you look at nullification and how it worked for the South, I mean, that eventually led to the Civil War. So nullification is really, it's not, you know, it's never really worked, but Convention of States, the framers put that in there for us to use when the government gets out of hand.
Again, we're speaking with Jeremiah Jensen. He's with the Convention of States. There is a resolution in the Wyoming legislature this year. It's a SJ0002, and it's a Convention of States resolution, and it's just in the very beginning stages, it looks like, in the Senate. Tell us what this is and what this bill or this resolution rather states.
So basically what it is it just states that we want Wyoming to join the Convention of States. And there's 15 states that are already in, including like Utah they've already joined it a couple of years ago, I believe. So there's 15 states. We need, of course, 34 to even get going. So, I mean, it's a hard, long process. And so what happens is our legislatures, like Dan and Evan from this area, will vote on it. Dan's, of course, going to vote on it in the Senate and Evan in the House. But, basically, how it works is we join the convention. If it passes, it's got to pass through our legislatures. Our legislatures will then basically appoint delegates, and then each state can send as many delegates when it, we got enough to do a convention as they want. You can send 20 delegates, 2 delegates, 1 delegate, but no matter what, each state only gets one vote. So with that in mind, each state only gets one vote, and it doesn't have to be a legislature they send. It could be anybody. It could be you. It could be me. It's somebody they trust to do what they, the three subject matter they want. And basically, what it does is it gives power to the people. I mean, I don't know about you, but I don't know how many times I've talked to John Barrasso or Liz Cheney or even on a phone call. I usually get their office staff, but you see Dan and Evan Simpson walking down the street almost every other day, or you know, you certainly call them and they call you right back and you talk to them.
Certainly.
So, I mean, it gives us more of a voice as people in the state.
Okay. So this resolution then would have Wyoming join the current 15, right, that yes. have already joined the Convention of States. And so let's say that Wyoming joins and there is enough to put this in motion. What happens at that point? I guess what's the end overall goal here?
Okay, so now at that point, there's a lot of confusion here. In fact, I noticed that one of the legislators out in Cheyenne the other day was a little confused on this as he closed up the meeting on it. But what happens is the House and the D.C. level will call a time that the conventions meet. Now, if the House does, they don't control it. They just can say, okay, here's a time you can meet. Now, if they say they don't want us to meet, it still, as the Constitution's written, we can override that meet whenever we want as a convention of states. Under Article 5, states can meet. And as far as the House is written, it gives the House of Representatives on the D.C. level an option to say, okay, this convention of states is going to meet. We're under Article 5 resolution, and we're going to go through the subject matter they present, which are the three subject matters: impose physical restraints on federal government, limit the power and jurisdiction of federal government, and term limits. And so basically, you know, they're spending trillions and trillions of dollars. We just had another one of those bills passed again. All that money's got to come from somewhere. And so, I mean, that's one of the big things we need to get into and watch over, and term limits as well. I mean, I think if we got term limits on a level of your senators and representatives at the D.C. level, we get a little bit of money out of their pockets. You know, I'm pretty sure there's a lot of money coming into some of them pockets there, and that's why they do some of the things they do and spend all of our money.
So we're talking about Convention of States with Jeremiah Jensen this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. So other than Wyoming, are there any other states that you're aware of that have a similar resolution that they're discussing to potentially join the Convention of States?
Yeah, they're Iowa and Nebraska actually didn't pass. Nebraska's actually one of those states where if they don't pass something in their legislature, they can only have to wait a year, which is still a while, but they have to wait a year. But Montana actually just didn't pass about a month ago, and they're like us. They have to wait 2 years before they can reenter the same legislation. But
yeah,
I mean, there's a lot going on. Other states, I think New Hampshire's still having theirs, but I haven't been mostly focused on ours the last month.
Right, sure. Certainly. Well, Jeremiah, this has been very informative. Thank you for coming in. What else did you want to mention about this process and what the Convention of States is doing?
I just wanted to mention it's Article 5, like I said a million times here, but it is not the same as a constitutional convention. People that are, you know, really opposing of it say it's the same as a constitutional convention or call it a con. They're very misinformed, and that's the reason they've chosen to call it that. It's an option the framers put in the Constitution for us to use, and the federal government gets out of hand. And a convention of states cannot rewrite the whole Constitution. It can only add some amendments to it. And it has to be them three subject matter, and every state has to agree on it. So it's, you know, it's very well written. In fact, I get a little offended when everybody's like, oh, I love the Constitution. It's just great. You know, that's our freedom. And then you start talking about Article 5, and somebody's like, well, I don't like that part. Well, you think these guys that wrote the Constitution were idiots? And they, you know, all this, everything else is good, but just that one part. I don't like just that one part. That, to me, that's like, I like the Bible. The Bible is a great piece of work, but I kind of feel like I don't want to live by this part of it, you know. That's kind of, to me, that's what it's like.
Sure. Okay, so this is, again, SJ-002. It's still in the early stages in the Senate, but it can be followed at wildleg.gov. That's wildleg.gov. And it was supposed to be discussed today, you mentioned, until Snowmageddon happened out in Cheyenne and put a pause on it, but likely this week, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, likely this week they'll meet and hear on it as soon as they can get in there and get shoveled into the Capitol there.
Right. Well, Jeremiah, thank you so much for coming in. I think that was very informative. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you very much, Duke. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So SJ-002 for Convention of States. You can follow that resolution at wildleg.gov.